take me my slave now.
Live from the front porch at the Zodiac Killer Mansion here in beautiful New Cumberland. All right, you're listening to the Zodiac Killer Radio. I'm Zodiac.
And I'm Ted.
And this is Ted and the Zodiac.
That's right.
Today we're going to be playing lots of stuff. We're going to play some Sonic Negroes, some Idle Lips, some Strutting Cocks, some Dead Vikings, and some other random stuff. This first song coming up is recorded live on the Pat Duncan Show on WFMU up in New Jersey in 2009. It was July 2nd, 2009. It was the first date of the White Trash Tour. We had spent the previous 2 days drinking Everclear in a hotel room in Jersey City looking at the whores out the window. But there,
whores are cool.
This is Oh Yeah.
I think it's pretty badass.
The harmonica in the beginning, I kept looking for his harmonica, it's his hands. He didn't have a harmonica. It took me about a week on tour to figure that out. Let's do another one Let's do another song off of that record. This is going to be a record. We're going to release this. There's 16 tracks. It all sounds just like that. It sounds real good.
Ron has a chode.
This is one of our favorite songs off the tour. This song's called Kicked Around. Drinking About You by the Idle Lips, Too Much for the City CD. Done this about 3 years ago. Very good Italian band. What do you think, Ted?
Reminds me kind of like a cross between the Ramones and something else.
Next, we're going to go into some more Dead Vikings from their new album, Electric Demon. Comes out May 22nd. This is a real good album.
It's real fucking good. It's like Japanese helicopters.
It is, and they're great. They do a lot of good cover songs. I'd like to maybe get them to do some of those cover songs or something.
That'd be cool to get them over here.
Well, they already asked me about that. They might come to the West Coast and do a week or less. Anyway, this song is called Baby Let's Do the Twist.
All right, here it goes.
Yeah. Okay, that was Going to Jail by the Strutting Cox. What a bunch of fucking cocks these guys are. From Cleveland, they drink the Black Label. They are one of the drunkest bands I've ever seen. You like these guys, Ted?
They sound a little bit glammy. They sound a little bit like AC/DC mixed with the New York Dolls and
But these dickheads didn't even put the song titles on this record. It says track 1, track 2, track 3, etc. They're going for a Spinal Tap thing here with the leather jacket and...
Like a Spinal Tap version of the Rolling Stones.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
The pin or whatever, it looks like the Rolling Stones logo, but they got like a fat herpy lip on the top of it.
Well, this also comes out May 22nd. There's one of three that we have coming out May 22nd. The other one is Switchblade Cheetah. We'll play some of that for you later.
What do they sound like?
Well, you'll have to wait, Ted.
Well, what the fuck, man?
Feel it deep inside of me. They make me what I need to be. Oh, fuck it, bones. Fuck it, bones. I hit them by the riverside. I'm so glad the bones are mine. Oh, goddamn bones.
Here live at the Zodiac Killer Porch. That song was John Lawman, Rock Erickson cover.
The one with the piano?
Yeah, the one with the piano. By Switchblade Cheetah.
I think Adam Sandler should use that for his next movie.
From their new album, Trash Sucking High Heeled Scum, comes out May 22nd here on Zodiac Killer Records. You can find these and all our other releases at ZodiacKillerRecords.com. The song right before that was Bag of Bones. That's one of my favorites off this album. What do you think of that, Ted? It's a little different.
It's definitely punk in its most simple definition.
Next band is a band called Double Wide. A lot of you guys might remember them from around Harrisburg area. Rumor has it that they're getting back together. I'd love to see that.
How does that make you guys feel, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, you should be afraid. Anyhow, they're a great live band. I think Billy Cooper's going to be in it. Sean Linwood, Brian Connor.
Your mom's Catherine. Double Wide, isn't she, Ron?
My mom is Double Wide. But
so if you guys are interested, just give Ron a call.
Anyway, here is a track off of the 4-song demo that we recorded in Biedorf's basement some years ago. It's called Mean Old Cuss.
So bang your girlfriend to it.
Well! From my double wide. From my double wide. Double wide. Yeah.
All right, that was a song by Kid PA off of a demo that they gave me. That song is going to be on Punk, Skins, and Psychos Comp on the new label we're starting up, Skinhead Retirement Plan Records. We also have another comp we're working on. It's called Thrashed Again. And we got 13 bands doing thrash songs that we picked for them.
And that's a completely, is that a completely separate label?
No, this is going to be on JF Kill Records here.
Okay.
But Rape Goat is a band that you've got to check out. They're one of the craziest bands I've heard in a while. But this is their original song. It tears a new one. It's called Ass Blood.
Alright, nothing like bleeding out your ass.
Listening to Zodiac Killer Radio here with
Ted
and the Zodiac. That was a band called Hated Noise out of Seattle, Washington. Their album is called Hatred is Purity. That song is called Total Control. It's about Obama, Salama, and the Big Brother. The next song is a band called The Shame out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. They're going to be the second release on Skinhead Retirement Plan Records. This is an oi band, veterans of the scene. Guys are real good. Anyhow, the song is called Blacked Out on Cherry Street.
Goes my way. Can't afford to think today.
That was the Pegs out of Southern California with We Won't Show. Great band, it's been around for a while. This song is going to be on the Punk Skins and Psychos compilation coming out later this year on Skinhead Retirement Plan Records, a division of Zodiac Killer Records. Next up, we're going to play an Italian band that sent me a demo. I don't know what we're going to do with this, if we're going to use it or not, but this is a great song. They're called the Homebreakers, and the song is called She Rocks. And I'm not talking about you, Ted.
She Rocks.
Waiting for death. The way she goes down on her knees.
You're listening to Zodiac Killer Radio here. This is our first show. That was a band called Kids of Zoo. They're from Australia. That is Tim from The Specimens. It's his side band. It's really good, different stuff. The song's called Tommy Cooper is Dead. I thought it was interesting because we know Tommy Cooper and he's not dead.
So it's about the guy from Kid PA?
No, I don't think it is.
It's dead. Not. But that's the singer, Kid PA?
Yeah, Tommy Cooper is from Kid PA, yes. And he's someone on this song is Tommy Cooper is Dead, so I don't know next Ted.
What do you got?
Let's do some Fishnet Stalkers. Have you ever heard the Fishnet Stalkers?
Way back in the day, I think I might have played one of their tracks on MySpace, but I don't remember what they sound like.
Well, the latest incarnation was last year. I think they broke up now, but I got these three songs from them.
It's a bunch of guys that are like grandpas like you, right, Ron?
No, not at all. Yeah. It's Steve, the singer, and he had two of the guys from the Fast Boys were in the band, and they recorded this stuff here.
Stop, won't stop, oh, it's getting higher in high school. It's going down.
What's up, Dick Beads? We're back.
Zodiac Killer Records here. Zodiac Killer Radio.
And you just heard the Dwarves with Fake ID.
Right, and before that we had the Fishnet Stalkers on a new wave. That Dwarf song is on a 10-inch. I'm sure you know about this. We still have a few left.
What's the name of the 10-inch?
The Fake ID 10-inch.
Okay, the Fake ID 10-inch.
It's on pink vinyl. It's real cool. I've got about half a box left. You can get them on the website, www.zodiackillerrecords.com. There's also a second version, Fake ID Bitch. It has an extra song and it's on different colored vinyl. You can still get those from the Dwarves. We don't have any left, but they're probably almost all gone now. Anyway,
guess we're gonna close out the show with more tracks.
We're getting towards the end here. We're gonna play some Blood Meridian. We're gonna play some Black River Mafia. And we're gonna play some Los Gatos Locos. And we're gonna call it a night.
And you can find all of this again on ZodiacKillerRecords.com.
We hope you like the show. This is our first time. We're gonna make some more. Until then,
drink lots of beer and get fucked up and other shit.
Alright, here is Blood Meridian with Dead Sea Riders.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4! Go! 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 Dead Sea Rider with go! 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 Dead Sea Rider!
Alright, we're back with the Zodiac Killer Records podcast with Ted and Zodiac. And you heard The Blood Meridian with Dead Sea Riders. And also, Ron will tell you the other bands that we
played. What was the name of their album they just put out?
It's called Watch You Die.
Watch You Die by Blood Meridian. Yep. And then we had Black River Mafia, Tricked Out, and Los Gatos Locos, Hunting Humans. Both those songs were taken from Drink, Fight, Fuck, Volume 1. It's a compilation that we do. They are still available. This is really good. We've got a lot of bands from Harrisburg on it. Anyway, that's our show. Thanks for listening.
Stay tuned for episode 2.
Get fucked, Ted.
Get fucked.